Blog Talk Radio.
Stay there. Stay there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. There's just one thing I desire.
Come on.
praise the Lord. All you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, the maker of heaven, the maker of earth. Bless you from Zion. God, blessings on all of us, each and every one of us. Your sanctuary is where you're at right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Through the midst of your pain, praise the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're just continuing. Hallelujah. Because we need to seek the Lord. Seek his face. God blessings on you all. God bless you. Go ahead and praise him, sister. Hallelujah. Get your swords out. It's an opportunity that you have been given to still be alive, have a breath in your body right now. So why not take this opportunity and let everything that has breath praise the Lord? Hallelujah. One thing that I desire and I seek, hallelujah, to be dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I just don't want this to be a Sunday thing. I don't want this to be a Monday thing. I don't want this to be a thing just when family members are around. I don't want this to be a thing just when I see my pastor, just when I see the leaders or the community leaders. No, this is something I want to be on an everyday basis. I want to make decisions of what I'm going to do today based on my relationship with God. I don't want to get up and every morning the first thing I do is turn on the TV. I don't want to be the first thing that when I walk in my home after I've been through my day of work is to come home and sit down and we'll let somebody else entertain my mind, entertain my heart, get into my spirit. But I want to fulfill my mind. I want my spirit to just overflow with the anointing of the Lord continuously over and over and over again. Hallelujah. And all I have to do is do something about it. Make a step. Get my sword. Get into the word. Oh, hallelujah. The word will work if you work it. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him. All of you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the court of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praise to his name. We all got a way that we can praise him over and over again, all through our day, for it is pleasant. Hallelujah. Look around. Look at your kids. Look at your family. Look at the job you got, sister. Look at the job you got, brother. Look at the situation that you know that you shouldn't even been able to get that job, to get that car. Oh, look at your marriage. It is still together after all of these years. Ups and downs. You've been through disagreements. You know you haven't made the right choices in a lot of things. But you prayed that God holds you together. Did God give you longevity in that marriage? Did God give a forgiving heart to your spouse for some of the things that you did? Hallelujah. That spouse has been able to forgive you. You're not just living under the same roof as husband and wife, but you actually have reconciled. Your marriage has actually been anointed. You now have a anointing over you that others look at and seek to walk in your pathway, to walk in your steps. Oh, it's not just a plaything. Behind closed doors, you're as happy as you are in front of when you're on the outside of the doors. It wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way. And it didn't take you 10 and 20 years to get to where you're at. Some of you have only been married less than 5 years. But you seek and you sought the Lord's face. You sowed your seeds. You did your tithing. You've dedicated everything that comes to you back to the Lord before you even seek your benefits from it. And his praise, he has restored his glory on you. He has restored his mercy on you. He has given you longevity in your marriage. He's restoring your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's going to come a day. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. Call on him while he's near. Seek him now while he's near. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to pick back up in the book of Daniel, but let's just say our little prayer because we just want to come to God. Hallelujah. When I come to these shows, sisters and brothers, I come full with the anointing. I come blessed with the anointing. I walk in and I ask God to show his way to some lost person today. Who are we? We are his hands. Who are we? We are his mouthpiece. Who are we? We are his servants. When someone sees Evangelist Vaughn today, I may be the only God that they see today. I want to be able to decrease that Jesus may increase, that whatever problem that you or you or you that may never ever see me face to face, but may hear this broadcast somewhere years down the road. You may hear it today or tomorrow. But whatever your problem is that you're facing, that the mighty hand of God will touch that situation, will just stretch his powerful hand towards your situation. Whatever it is that kept you up tossing and turning during the night, that the mighty hand of God will just put comfort over you tonight. As you rest tonight like you never have this whole week. Just put comfort over you tonight. That situation that you've been trying to work out, I feel that someone has even called an astrologist or some palmist. You went to somebody else to try to read into and tell you the outcome because you're so anxious. But it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work. This is your opportunity. You're hearing this just to find the true answers. Someone is scratching right now. They got something that's on their mind that has got their nerves so worked up that they're scratching up a rash on their body. They're just scratching because they just can't figure this thing out. The astrologist can't give you that answer. They can give you false hope. And what do you do when you get to the end of that false hope? You fall down deeper than where you came from. But God said that I am a God that hears prayers. Someone is praying on your behalf. Hallelujah. I'll now pray on your behalf. The answer is in God. Surrender right now. God, I surrender it all to you. Call out your situation. Call out your problem. He said his word would not come back to him void. He said, I would do what I said I would do. I would do the promises that I put in your mind. I would show them to you. He's given you his word. It's your turn now. You've heard the word. Surrender that word back up to him. God, your word said that you would be my healer. Your word said you would be my comforter. And you said that as I speak them back to you, they would not come back to you void. God, forgive me of my sins. I surrender all to you right now. The one who is able to do all things. Tear that astrologer's name up. Keep her in prayer that she or he may come to know the Lord. We're living in a dangerous time right now. we need to get ourselves ready. Prepare your mind. Prepare your spirit to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It does prosper a man's spirit to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, three who is one, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my mother's father, my father's father, Father who is able to do all things but fail, the Father who's never left me, who's walked beside me when I invited him inside of my heart, has came and willingly dwelled. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit. I thank you for going ahead of me. Oh, dear Father, I thank you for being a forgiving God, forgiving me of my sin. Thank you for being omnipresent, that you're everywhere at one time. Thank you that you're answering prayers in China. Thank you for being in the battlefields right now, beside that soldier right now, someone who's wounded right now, for holding your hand over them, still being a comforter, for being a shield for someone who's hiding from the enemy right now, not just on the battlefield, but someone in their home is hiding from danger right now. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that protector, for being that guider. Thank you, dear Father, for your word. Dear Father, speak to your people all around the world. Oh, dear Father, soften some hardened heart. Someone has given up hope. Someone feels like they're at the end of their rope. Hallelujah, they don't even know how they got to this site. They never heard of Evangelist Vaughn. But they heard of Jesus. They heard of your precious Jesus. They've heard of your precious healing. They've heard of how you brought and made a way for others. They did this and did that. But now they want to try you. Dear Father, somebody pulled up this site, got on the web to go to pornography. But your hand guided them over to your word. Hallelujah. Touch them, dear Father. Touch them down from the inside and spring forward to the outside. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody is sitting in high places. But on the inside, behind closed doors, they're a totally different spirit. They're doing totally different things. The demonic spirit just takes over. They take over. They even fear even getting behind the closed doors because they're powerless now. It's taken over. But they're calling out your name right now, Jesus. They're calling out your name, and I thank you for hearing them. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for looking at the heart. Man may look at the outside, but thank you for nourishing the heart, for repairing the heart, for fixing the heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We ask you, Father, once again, that I may decrease and you may increase, that your power and your love and your mercy spill out over this word, all over the world. Your word, just spill out over the world. All the people, dear Father, right now, if they seek your face, we know that you'll be there. In the mighty name of Yeshua, my El Shaddai, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is good to praise the Lord. Good to praise the Lord. Let's do a little recap. In the book of Daniel, let's go to the book of Daniel, and we'll start with a little recap, just recapping back over some of the interpretations that was going on with, and 4, chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar had the dream, and he was asking it to be interpreted. Nebuchadnezzar has now, his time, his reign is over, and now it has been passed down to his son. All of the dreams and interpretations from Nebuchadnezzar did come true. Until he praised the Lord. Hallelujah. And now we have his son, King Belshazzar. If you need to, please go back in the archives and go back over the full sermon of the one for King Nebuchadnezzar. Now we're with his son. And then at verse 5, the writing on the walls. Excuse me. And we're just going to go through bits and pieces to get through just for the sake of time. And we're going to go ahead and look over and to 5, but we're going to start on verse 18. O King, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor. Because of the high position he gave him, all of the peoples and nations and men of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was disposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. Hallelujah. We're just going to stop there for a minute. We're going to continue on with that, but just for a minute. Hallelujah. It's a dangerous game when God puts you in a position and you, my sister, you, my brother, hardens your heart to the Lord's will for his purpose of having you there. It's a dangerous game. Take not my word for it. Let's read on a little farther. Hallelujah. Verse 21. He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven. This is what his dream was all about. This was the interpretation that Daniel gave to him. And it all came true. Until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdom of men and sets over them anyone he wishes. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord. You know, God will get your attention one way or another. If he puts you on that school board, it's not your opinion that matters. Whether you understand it or not, he has you there for his purpose. Your will has to move aside. God's will has to be done. He sets you behind that bench in that courtroom. Don't let that black robe get to your head. Don't let that gavel in your hand give you more power than it should. Because you've got an answer to each call that you make from that position. You're going to have to stand before Christ and answer for that. You're going to have to stand before your God, your maker, your creator, the one who gave you and set you in those positions. It don't have to be a high calling as that. You nanny right there. You babysitter. Who is taking that position? The one that is abusing that elderly person right now. You're in that position to take care. You're in that position because there's something about your spirit. God wants to reveal or show onto that person. And in return, don't think it's nothing that elderly person or that child, that their spirit, you can't learn from them. God has placed you there together for a reason.
Don't think because that elderly person can't get up, that child can't defend themselves, that it gives you higher authority, that you now can decide how you're going to treat the person. God will get your attention. He will bring you down, all the way down to it. Say he lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with dew of heaven until he acknowledged. Until he acknowledged. Everybody in every city all over the United States have someone, and I know that you can look and see, you saw someone walking up and down the street, either talking to themselves, laughing to themselves, whatever the situation, some is happy as they do it, some seems to be angry as they do it. You can go into any nursing home, somebody's just crying out. At one hospital I worked at, and you go in that ward, and it was actually kind of called the babies, where they just cried, or they just talked out, and they was in their own land, or they did their own thing. They was reminiscing of childhood. They would be a child one moment. The next moment you go in there to give them their meds, and they was reminiscing some other part of their life. You and I, sister and brother, we're only a moment away ourselves. With all of the things that is going on in the world, it is good to praise the Lord. People are losing their mind for overinflation. People are losing their mind over the rise in the cost of gasoline, over the different prices. They're losing their minds over these things. It is good to praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 37 tells us, verse 4, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. You don't have to continue to worry about it. And I can honestly say, gas prices have soared. You're right, they have really just went over the roof. But I have not had to stop going anywhere, ministering to anybody that I was doing before. I haven't had to carpool to get back and forth to my job. I still go back, and I drive a big car, big automobile. My vehicle's huge. Excuse me. I haven't had to change my ordeal. We still do ballet tap. We still go to the different things that we need to go to. I'm still at church. I'm still going to pick up the ones who need rides back from here to there. I'm still living life because I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. My God is bigger than the gas price. Do you know that? All of this is his anyway. My God is bigger than that. My God is bigger than that. If we just look back just a little bit here, let's look at Psalm 33 also. And let me just see here. Psalms 33, 18. And 19, it says, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. Unfailing love. What is saying, sisters and brothers? I get excited because put your name in there, because the eyes of the Lord is on Evangelist Vaughn. He's on Evangelist Vaughn because my hope is in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. The stores can run out of food, but God is still going to supply for me. You understand what I'm saying? That's that crazy face. faith because he has unfailing love, unfailing mercy. Hallelujah. That's why I praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The eyes of the Lord is on the righteous. His ears are attentive to their cry. Cry out to the Lord. I cry out to the Lord. His ears are attentive to his cry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's good to praise the Lord. While we're in Psalms, let's just look real quick, too. And of course, I love Psalms 35:28. It's just quick. It says, my tongue will speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long. All day long. I try not to get caught up into gossip and negative things. And it's hard. I'm the first one to admit it. On my job right now, it is several things going on. I mean, it's some things that you just normally don't experience, and it's a lot of different things that's just been going on with several different people, and it's just a moment instead of getting involved in some of the unbelievable things that are just going on, I just have to find it as an opportunity that it just needs more prayer in here. It's another opportunity that the whole center needs to be prayed for. Let me just pray. Let me take some time and just pray around this thing. Hallelujah. Let me take some time and just walk around this place on my lunch break. Instead of, let me sacrifice a meal here and just take a moment to just walk. Just walk the perimeters of this building and just pray that God's mighty hand just touch this whole situation. Just touch each and every one that comes in here. Just touch and pray. It's an opportunity to move back from any of the gossip or any of the things that is going on. Because I can't do anything about it by speaking about it to someone else. I can't do anything about it by running and telling the next person and the next person are bringing it outside of the building. But I can do something about it if I take it to my God. If I take it to my God, if I take it to Daddy, I can tell Daddy the situation that he knows. But when I come to him as his child, he hears. He hears my cry. When I sacrifice and give up that meal and get on my shoes and walk around this building in prayer, talking to my God, when I sow a seed on this situation, my God hears my call. He sees my work. He feels my faith. And he stretches his hand out to the situation, and he takes control of it. And he lifts us up out of that and shakes the dust off of us, and he sets us up on another level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Excuse me. It says in Psalms 37:23, that if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Hallelujah. Again, it reminds me of Jehoshaphat in the midst of his war. All of the enemies outnumbered him. But he just decided that I'm just going to praise the Lord. I'm going to send out my best singers, and we're just going to praise. It was a praise that God said was joyful to him. He said it was a praise that he received with gladness. He was satisfied with that praise. Hallelujah. So the enemies were destroyed just because he was so satisfied and pleasing. The praise was pleasing to him. He said the praise was pleasing. Are you pleasing God with your praise? Thank you, Jesus, for this food. But are you taking out time. Is that the only time that he's heard from you today? Are you taking out time to talk with him? Even on your job, as you're working, are you still got the mindset of Christ? Does it just spill out in from your mouth, when your tongue, when you open your mouth? Does the Lord have delight in the way that you live your life? Is he having delight in the way that you speak to the sinner man who is not in the fold of the Christ and his arm safety? Are you doing something to bring him towards? Are you offering him the beer before he even asks you for one? Before he said, let's go get this drink, are you already offering him one? Are you the one calling the sinner man now and saying, let's go to the club? Are you the one who's just instant out and forgetting about going to church now? But you're thinking more about, let me call my boy. I wake up to call my boy. Where you at? I'll be there. You're filling your house with the guys, and you're playing games, and you're doing everything that you think that you want, that your flesh desires. You're giving your over to your flesh. Whatever it is that it says it wants at that time, you're providing for it. If you can't get it, you get one of your girls to do it. You find someone to make sure that flesh is provided for. No one's serving the Lord anymore. But if someone asks you, you say, yeah, I'm a Christian. And then, yeah, I've heard it. Then you want to say, well, nobody's perfect. We're not trying to be perfect. We're just trying to be like God. We're trying to be like Christ. We're trying to get a step closer into his presence. We're trying to get a relationship. We'll never be him. We're just trying to get that closer relationship. We want to live life to the fullest as Christ was will, in Christ's will, as Christ would have us do, the way that Christ has fit for us. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. The idle times that you're losing when you could just be in a total high, when you're just losing control to the bottle, when you can be lose control and let God just take control. Wow. See, you have to keep getting high over and over again. They tell me that heroin and different drugs like that, that once you inject that into your body, your bloodstream, you never can get that high again. You're always seeking for that high. The high I'm trying to introduce you to today, the Word of God has given you his Word to bring you into a highness that has no ending to it. You can go to higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. I tell you right now, my sisters and brothers, you are where you want to be with the Lord. But if you, knowing that you're where you need to be with the Lord, and have backslidden and choose not to come back and repent, the day is going to come. What grass will you be eating? What animal will you have the mindset of? Nebuchadnezzar had the mindset of a donkey. What animal will it be for you? What grass will you be gnawing on? It could be even a disease. What disease will you be stricken with? See, you dropped your shield. It's not that God is just saying, you know, oh, I'm gonna just inflict this upon you, but you don't have your shield around you. You haven't put your armor on you. So you, the choices you make have allowed different things to come into your life. Also remember, it just doesn't bother you. It affects you, your children, their children, and generations on. You may be stuck in the middle of it that came from forefathers before you. Are you man enough to stand up and stop? Are you woman enough to be the one that says, God, I stop this right now. I break all the strongholds right now in Jesus' name. I surrender it all to you right now, Jesus. I come at the middle of this life for all of these generations that has lived on this earth that you have created. I stand here and block each and every one of those things that is tormented, that has sent our people before me, not into your presence, but into hell, into the darkness. I stop it right now. That disease that was set up to kill each and every one of us, I stop it right now in Jesus' name. I surrender all of my sins to you right now, Jesus. I acknowledge that you are my creator. I acknowledge that you stepped out of heaven into flesh just to bring me back to you, to prepare a way for me to get back to you, to mend that gap between you and sin. This is your time. This is your time, sisters and brothers. The Lord delights in a man's ways. He makes his steps firm. Though he stumbles, he will not fall. See, when your steps are firm, you may stumble, but you will not fall. It's the difference between stumbling and falling. Hallelujah. See, if your steps are soft, when you stumble, you automatically go to a fall. Firm steps. You may stumble, so it appears that you're going to fall. But the mighty hand of the Lord is the one that's lifting you, carrying you through. So you don't have to walk alone. He carries you through. Hallelujah. My son was going through a strenuous test at his job, and he was doing this run, and he was just saying that of all the different activities that he had to do, and he's in great shape, but it was just, you know, it's one of those things where they push you beyond pushing, and he just, this is his third time just doing different exercises like this, and he's got better each and every time, and each and every time he's known that he's before just give it up to the Lord, because he know there's no way that he could do all of this. And with the times that he's made now, you know, he was just telling me, he said, Mom, it was times that it was, you know, my body was just burning from running, and I didn't feel it, and I was in the blazing sun, and we're in San Antonio, you know, and 100 degrees is almost an everyday thing, you know. And, you know, and he said, you know, but still, through it all, he said, it was one time, he said, he had to even close his eyes. And he was just like, God, you know, I gave this to you before I came here, you know, so I know this is all of you. I know where I come out on this here is because of you. So I'm not going to panic because of the way I feel. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get upset because I feel like that I can't go no further, but I'm going to leave it up to you. And he said that at that moment, he felt like God just told him to close his eyes. And he closed his eyes, and he's still running. He's still running as he closed his eyes. And, I mean, he broke his time by almost 2 minutes off of what his previous time was, which was outstanding at that point. But God did even more. You know, and I was just telling him, you know, oh, you have a right to just continue to praise him, continue to testify, give your story, because over and over again, remember, it wasn't you, but God just picked you up and carried you through the way. And then what does man see? What did the instructors out there see? What did they see? They saw my son. Hallelujah. But my son was able to make sure that he gave the glory right back to who? Back to the Creator, back to the one who carried him through. See, how many times do we stop, and when someone starts to pat us on the back for doing this, we put the smile on our face and said, I did it. You'll see our picture in the paper the next day with the headlines, I did this. I did it. They will interview you on Good Morning America, and all you can talk about is how you trained for it, how you did this. And then when you get ready to leave, you get your award or whatever, or you may say, and I want to thank the man upstairs. Hallelujah. You never even mention his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when you're in the midst of trouble, hallelujah, you don't have time to say the man upstairs, but you need to call his name. Hallelujah. Jesus. El Shaddai. Jesus. The one and only. Lily of the valley. My healer. Hallelujah. Though he stumbles, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. That's exactly what he did. He upheld my son with his hand. It appeared to him that he may fall. I'm sure those who was looking said, you know, okay, he may fall before he gets here to this line. But oh no, the Lord upholds him with his hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praising the Lord. It's a good thing. All time is running out, but God has said what he wants to say. And I just want to go over a little bit more what he was having for us today. We go now to Belshazzar. And he's reminded him of what God has done for his father, King Nebuchadnezzar. And now he has, Nebuchadnezzar reigns is gone, and his son Belshazzar is now taken over. And he tells you, but you, his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled yourself, though you knew all of this that your father went through. You ever saw anybody who's living off of their father's, of what his father did, what their mother did? Oh, my mother's a minister. Oh, my father's a minister. But what about you? Oh, my father's a Christian. Oh, who are you talking to? I know the Bible because my father's a minister. Your father may knew the word, but did you? What does that have to do with you? What does that have to do with you about how you're living your life? So the son is not living his life, even though he know what happened to his father, until his father had to turn around and acknowledge God. But he now still has not taken that up on himself to do. I'm in verse 22 in chapter 5 of Daniel. It said again that you have not humbled yourself, though you knew all of this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. It tells him about how he had the goblets from the temple brought to him, and he and his nobles, his wife, his concubines, how they drank wine from them. They praised the gods of silver and gold. They praised the gods of bronze and iron. They praised the god of wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. I like that. It tells him again. So the next time you're praising your Mercedes, the next time you're praising your money, it cannot see, cannot hear, and it cannot understand you. So when you're in trouble, you can't go and pick up your money and say, understand my thoughts, understand my needs. You can't go to your car and say, I need you to see me through this situation. I need you to just understand and hear my cry when I call out. Hallelujah. All right, but you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life, sister, who holds in your hand your life, just because you look like that you're in control right now, just because you're dressing all fancy and you have it. Oh, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with dressing fancy. I like it too myself, but I give my praise to the Lord who gave it to me. But just because it looks like you got it all together, remember, he is the God who holds in his hands your life and all your ways. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription on the wall. Now, as Belshazzar and his concubines and his all of his the ones that dwell under him, and they are just partying, and they're giving praise to everything except the Lord. It is a finger, suddenly a finger, it tells us in verse 5 of chapter 5, a finger of a human hand appears and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. Now his face turned pale. He was so frightened that his knees knocked. together, and his legs gave away. So again, he did for what he knew. He called on who? The ones he knew, the enchanters, the astrologers, and the diviners. And he brought them to Babylon, and he wanted them to be, and he promised them all of the things that they can interpret the dreams. Of course, they could not, and he feared, and the queen actually came to him and said, "Fear not, there is one in your kingdom who can interpret dreams. He interprets dreams from your father." See, it's good to know the pathway that your mother and father took when they got out of their things that was carrying them down. When they got on crooked pathways, it's good to know how they praised the Lord to get themselves back onto the right way. Hallelujah. Now, he could have saved some time just by learning from his father all the things that he had went through about praising the Lord, but he sought not to do those things. He could have saved some time by now just even with the finger writing on the wall, by just going directly and knowing that his father already had someone within the kingdom, the palace, that interprets dreams. But he sought not that advice of his father. So now he learns he's got to go through all of his mistakes over and over again. Hallelujah. Someone is trying to teach you something right now. Young person right now. Your parents have walked in your shoe steps, but you refuse to acknowledge what it is that they're trying to say to you, because your friend who's never been in there yet, it looks to him like this may be the right answer and what your parents may be saying is wrong. But he's just like a blind man that can't see. He's like a deaf man that can't hear. He's like a man who, without knowledge, who can't understand. God is trying to tell you something. It does prosper a man's soul. Hallelujah. To praise the Lord. To praise the Lord. So Daniel comes around and he seeks Daniel after he's sought all of his astrologers and after he's sought his diviners and he's sought all of the witchcraft and all of the ones that could not tell him anything about what was actually going on, the enhancers. And now he goes and he finds Daniel, and Daniel tells him that the inscription that was written is Mene, Tekki, and Peres, and it tells him the meaning. It says, "God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided and given to Medes and Persians." And then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple. A gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That night, hallelujah, verse 30, still in chapter 5, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. God's word will not come back to him void. God will give you a warning, a sign. He's given you his word of what is to come in your life. God, it's time now, before you go out and do that robbery right now that you've been setting up and planning, that you say this is a sure way scheme. In your spirit, and you say you're not even a religious person, so we know you don't have a relationship yet. But in your spirit still, you're still feeling, what if this doesn't go right? Someone's nagging in your ear. Everybody else may be going along with the plan, but you got somebody who is nagging. I don't feel good about this. Something's not right about this. And as you're trying to hush them up so you can run on out and do what it is that you want to do, just remember that voice. Just remember that sign. Hindsight is 20/20. When you're sitting behind that wall, when you're not even on this earth anymore, and you've met the one now who's created you for the true answers, whatever it is, it will all be revealed to you. you know that God wants none to perish. God wants to withhold none of his righteousness from you. God is here willing and able to forgive you and you and me and mine and yours of all of our sins, regardless of what they are. Because, see, it's one thing about when Jesus hung on the cross. When he was pierced in the side and the nails was put in his hands, they put the thorns in his head, just pressed him in there, crown of thorns. But he gave all of that. He gave his life. That his blood, when it was shed, it covered your sin. I don't care what it is. It could be homosexuality. It covers those sins. Repent of your sins and live. Hallelujah. It could be prostitution. Repent of your sins and live. You said, but I molested my own child. Repent of those sins and live. God's blood covers all of our sins. See, when God looks at your sin, he doesn't see big sin and little sin. He sees sin. And God's eyes, there's no big eyes and little U's. You're still his child. You still have the same chance that I have. Don't let man tell you that you're beyond reach, that you're beyond hope, that there is no hope, that you must get clean first before you can come to the Lord. Because man rejects you. Don't think that God is going to reject you. Man's thoughts is not God's thoughts. God bless you. God keep you, each and every one of you. Here's your way. Here's your time. Go ahead and surrender. Just repeat, God, I surrender all to you. I come to you with misunderstanding. I'm not even for sure where I go from here. But I'm just going to trust that you're going to lead me in the right direction. I accept you in my heart. I invite you. Come and live with me. See, he's not going to force his way. You have to invite him. Come and live in me. Come and live in me. I believe that you are the one and only way. Jesus is the only way to the heavens, to God. There's only one way to heaven, and it's through Jesus. And I confess with my mouth, if you have, the Bible says you're saved. You're saved. You're saved from destruction. You're saved from everything that was coming against you. He took the sting out of death, so you're saved from that. You only got to die once, and he's prepared a place for you to go now when your time comes. God bless you. Keep you. You can call me at 210-264-5287. God bless you. In the mighty name of Yeshua, who is able to do all things, we love you. We're here for you. You can email me at walkwithmelord@yahoo.com, walkwithmegod@aol.com. Until the next time, may the Lord continue to shine his loving face upon you. May he touch into your situations and your financial situations. May you not forget that the Lord, his word is good today, tomorrow, yesterday, and forevermore. May you not forget when you see that brother or that sister that's down on their luck today, that it could be you today. It doesn't even have to wait till tomorrow. May you not forget that the same enemy that you're working so hard to serve is the same enemy that's working so hard to kill you, to destroy you. He said, I come to kill, steal, and destroy. Destroy your family. Destroy your loved ones that you put on a pedestal. destroy your little Jimmy and your little James, your little Sarah, your little Megan, to destroy. But God said, I come that you may have life, abundance. Do you want abundance in life? Don't forget about King Nebuchadnezzar. Don't forget about his son, Belshazzar. Go back and read Daniel again for yourself. Go back and read it. We're going to pick back up and start with chapter 6 with King Darius. Until then, God bless you. God keep you. Until we speak again, we love you. We're here for you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.